This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today successfully secured the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana, the mastermind of the deadly 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, after years of sustained and concerted efforts to bring the key conspirator behind the 2008 mayhem to justice. A special flight carrying the terror attack mastermind landed at the Palam Airport in Delhi this evening. Rana was being held in judicial custody in the U.S. pursuant to proceedings initiated under the India-U.S. extradition treaty for his extradition. NIA said the extradition finally came through after Rana exhausted all legal avenues to stay the move. The District Court for the Central District of California had ordered his extradition on 16 May 2023. Rana then filed multiple litigations in the 9th Circuit Court of Appeals, all of which were rejected. He subsequently filed a petition for a writ of certiorari, two habeas petitions, and an emergency application before the U.S. Supreme Court, which were also denied. The extradition proceedings were initiated between the two countries after India eventually secured a surrender warrant for the wanted terrorists from the U.S. government. With the active assistance of U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Sky Marshal, NIA worked closely with other Indian intelligence agencies, NSG, through the entire extradition process, which also saw India's Ministry of External Affairs and Ministry of Home Affairs coordinating with the other relevant authorities in the United States to take the matter to its successful conclusion. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on an official visit to Slovakia, inaugurated the Slovak India Business Forum in Bratislava today. The event was also attended by Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Slovak Foreign Minister Juraj Blanár. President Murmu highlighted the forum as a key opportunity to build partnerships and turn business prospects into real collaborations.
India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world. Our expectation is to become a $5 trillion economy in the coming years, and we hope to do it in partnership with our friends such as Slovakia. India is one of the fastest growing economies in the world, and Slovakia, with its strong industrial base and strategic location in Europe, presents great opportunities for deeper trade and investment ties.
Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today launched the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana for the national capital. On the occasion, they distributed Ayushman health cards to the residents of the city. The scheme provides free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. The Delhi government will provide an additional top-up of 5 lakh rupees under the scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said that Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana is the world's largest health coverage program, under which 62 crore people are currently benefiting.
ये अब जब स्कीम शुरू हुई थी तो उस समय 55 करोड़ लोग थे बाद में 36 लाख परिवारों को जोड़ा गया जो आशा वर्कर्स जो आंगनवाड़ी वर्कर्स जब प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बने तो इस देश के 70 साल से ऊपर के हर व्यक्ति को जोड़ा गया और 6 करोड़ के आसपास उन लोगों को इसमें शामिल किया गया इस स्कीम के तहत अभी तक 2018 से लगभग 8 करोड़ 19 लाख पेशेंट्स गरीब लोग उनका इलाज हो चुका है और 1.26 लाख करोड़ रुपए खर्च हो चुके हैं
Security forces in Jammu and Kashmir resumed search operations today in Udhampur and Kishtwar districts following night-long cordons. The cordons were placed after brief encounters with terrorists in the Jhoper Martha belt of Udhampur and Chatru belt of Kishtwar yesterday. Operations are ongoing in the forest of Jhoper Martha and Naitgam Chatru. 2 to 3 terrorists are believed to be trapped after an exchange of fire yesterday. MS Dhoni said to captain Chennai Super Kings CSK in the Indian Premier League 2025 after Ruturaj Gaikwad was ruled out due to an injury. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore RCB will take on Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.